Holodomor commemoration at Christ Church Cathedral. Join the Victoria branch of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress at Christ Church Cathedral Sunday night for a commemoration of the 90th anniversary of Holodomor, the famine genocide, inflicted on the people of Ukraine in 1932-33. The Holodomor resulted in the starvation of millions of Ukrainians. The federal government designated the fourth Saturday of November as Ukrainian Famine and Genocide Memorial Day in 2008. The BC government passed similar legislation in 2019. The program at Christ Church Cathedral will include a memorial service, songs by the Kalina Ukrainian Choir, musicians from Ukraine and a talk by Dr. Serhii Yekolchik, a Ukrainian-Canadian historian and University of Victoria professor. Admission is free. Donations accepted at the door will go towards the Canada-Ukraine Foundation. The event runs 6 to 7 p.m. November 26 at Christ Church Cathedral, 930 Burdett Avenue. Women in Need holding silent auction until December 5. Victoria Women in Need Community Cooperative is hosting an online auction until December 5 with more than 50 items up for bid to raise money to support its 2,000-plus program participants each year. Items in the fundraising auction include an overnight stay at the Prestige Oceanfront Resort in Souk, yoga classes, tickets for concerts and more. We are so appreciative of the many local businesses that have donated so many great items to the silent auction, said WIN Executive Director Claire Yazganolu. By bidding on silent auction items, or making a financial donation, the community will strengthen our capacity to continue providing our crucial programs again this coming year. WIN says on its website that its programs provide women, trans, non-binary and two-spirit people with practical and empowering support along their own journey between crisis, financial self-sufficiency and wellness. Yazganolu called the fundraiser critical for the nonprofit cooperative, adding the last 3 years have been very challenging for us, with greater need and rising costs. We are in the midst of a cost-of-living crisis, said Nicole LaPierre, program coordinator. This has been, and continues to be, devastating to our most vulnerable community members. Our programs have a direct and meaningful impact on raising the quality of life of our program participants and their children. The auction runs November 25 to December 5 at womeninneed.ca/empowerourfuture. WIN is also accepting financial donations at womeninneed.ca. Camosun raising funds for erasing barriers to education. In honor of Giving Tuesday, set for November 28, Camosun College is joining the Camosun College Student Society and RBC Dominion Securities to raise funds for the Erasing Barriers to Education Fund. The fund aims to ease financial stress for students and ensure basics like food and textbooks are accessible. The Camosun College Student Society and RBC Dominion Securities will match every dollar donated between November 20 and November 28, up to $20,000, doubling the scope of individual contributions. Every day, we hear stories of students having to make tough choices due to the rising cost of living, said Jagjeet Singh, Camosun College Student Society External Executive. We're proud to support Giving Tuesday and the Erasing Barriers to Education Fund, helping students in need, whatever their challenges, to not only succeed but to thrive. For more information, go to camosun.ca/givingtuesday. Victoria Endeavours receive share of $1 million climate funding. Victoria Native Friendship Society, Victoria Community Food Hub Society and Creative Victoria were some of the recipients of $1 million in funding for climate initiatives as part of VanCity's EnviroFund. The grants, which ranged from $10,000 to $100,000, were awarded to 25 businesses and community organizations in BC. Creative Victoria's Reuse Centre provides diverted landfill materials to artists and educators, while the Victoria Native Friendship Society has an Indigenous Elder Youth Mentoring Program on Land-Based Climate Action, and Victoria Community Food Hub Society is creating a Net Zero BC Food Hub. For more information and a full list of the recipients, go to vancity.com. Clothing Drive supports clients of Annawum House. clean out your closets and donate the contents to those in need at the annual Warm and Dry Clothing Drive, November 27 to December 1. This is the fourth year of the clothing drive, with clothes collected going to clients of Anawam House, for both men and women, and the Justice Van Society, a mobile service in Victoria that delivers supplies and support directly to the street community, including food, clothing and camping supplies. Items of greatest need include jackets, underwear, socks, sweatpants and hoodies for both genders. There is also a call for blankets and men's shoes, in sizes 10, 11 and 12. If you wish to donate gift cards, the organization suggests purchasing them from Marks, which has supported the drive since its inception. Donations can be dropped off 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. November 27 DEC. 1 at 3 locations, Jacoby & Games Chartered Professional Accountants, 732 Caledonia Avenue. Integrated Benefit Solutions, 101-1245 Esquimalt Road. And Ship Constructor Software, 120-401 Garbally Road. For more information, or to follow the campaign, go to Instagram at warm.and.dry. Clothing. Drive. Nanaimo Care Home starts Brighten Our Spirits campaign. The Eden Gardens Long-Term Care Home in Nanaimo is launching its annual Brighten Our Spirits fundraising campaign, with all funds received from the community doubled, thanks to a matching donation pledge by the Rogers Foundation. The foundation has pledged to match funds up to a maximum of $15,000. The proceeds from the campaign will help fund programs and therapies for the 130 residents and 160-day program participants at the nonprofit care home, including art, music and horticultural therapy. The campaign also plays a crucial role in sustaining the home's pet program, which brings joy and companionship to residents, the nonprofit says. We are immensely grateful for the Rogers Foundation's unwavering commitment to our Brighten Our Spirits campaign, said Aaron Bodoin, the home's executive director. Their support has allowed us to create a warm and engaging environment for our residents and community members, enhancing their overall well-being. Donations are accepted by mail or online at canadahelps.org/n/dn/10309. All donations received on or before December 31 will be receive a tax receipt. Shelburne Community reaches goal for new kitchen. The Shelburne Community Kitchen says it has reached its campaign goal of $387,000 in funding for a new commercial kitchen, a place for participants to learn and cook together in person, share community meals and more. The campaign kicked off in October with a longtime anonymous donor pledging to match the first $50,000 in donations. Notable donations came from past board member Jackie Ferris, volunteer Carl Stovall, the Sovereign Order of St. John of Jerusalem, Knights Hospitaller and local businesses Waterworks Irrigation and Abstract Developments. A $35,000 donation from Travis Lee of Tri-Eagle Development Corp. and Cam Pringle of Cadillac Homes helped the campaign reach its goal this month. We are immensely grateful for the overwhelming support we have received for the campaign and continue to receive for our work, said Kim Cummins, Director of Operations, adding the anonymous donor is also matching all donations up to $50,000 from November 15 to December 15 to help fund ongoing operations and programs. With the high cost of living and food inflation, the need in our community continues to skyrocket. Donation matching campaigns like this make a world of difference in our ability to serve more people who are turning to us for support. More than 1,500 adults and 500 children are supported by the Shelburne Community Kitchen Services. For more information, or to donate, go to shelburnecommunitykitchen.ca. Soap for Hope Open House helps low-income seniors care. Soap for Hope, a charity that repurposes hygiene products from hotels, is hosting an open house to give the public a tour of its warehouse and revamped thrift store on November 28. The nonprofit collects and repurposes hotel hygiene products and sells linens and lost and found items that would otherwise end up in landfills. The funds they raise support more than 800 seniors living in low-income care facilities in Greater Victoria. The open house runs noon to 6 p.m. November 28 at 426 B William Street. For more information, go to soapforhopecanada.ca. Pere at timescolonist.com.